Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, everyone. How you doing? Welcome to another edition of Anointed Supernatural. I hope that you're having a wonderful evening tonight and that you've had an awesome week. And we've got some absolutely phenomenal people that are going to be on the program in the coming weeks. I know that sometimes, you know, when you're in ministry, it's very difficult to be able to nail down a time to do a lengthy interview. But we have some really great interviews and some really great people that are going to be on the show in the coming weeks. We're scheduled to have Dennis on here tonight. In fact, I think that he's just called in. And we've had some really remarkable people come on the show. But I have to say, of all the people that have come on, I received so much feedback and so many requests to get Dennis to come back on here and share the word of God again and minister as the Spirit leads him. And so we're blessed to have him back. He is based in the Bronx in New York, and I've known Dennis pretty close to 5 years now. He is the real deal. I do truly believe that he is a young apostle in the kingdom of God. And so, Dennis, do I have you on the line?
Yeah, Prophet David, I'm on the line.
Thank you so much for joining us again.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure always to be able to minister to the people of God and to be able to give unto them what God has given unto us. And I believe that tonight is going to be a special night, a divine encounter with Jesus. And I believe so many people will have a special moment with Christ. Amen.
Amen. And I've noticed, brother, I was checking out your website and looking at your timeline on Facebook, and you've been on a few different radio programs.
Yeah. It's because I have a couple of wings that the Holy Spirit told me to spread my wings across the radio business. So back home in Ghana, I'm on a couple of radio stations, and also there is Audrey Brown has a radio show on Lift FM that is in New Jersey. So on Sundays, every 5:15 a.m., we minister to the people of God on Lift FM, also in New Jersey. So it is one of the avenues that the Holy Spirit wanted me to move, and I believe that people are getting blessed. So just a quick testimony. So yesterday, somebody called me out of the blue, and because I just want people to know that the Blog Talk Radio is reaching people. So somebody called me and she heard me ministering on Blog Talk Radio powerfully. So she called and we started praying, and the Holy Spirit also gave words of encouragement, and the Holy Spirit also spoke to her concerning issues of, and then she was actually blessed. And then she also gave me a divine connection. She told me, Prophet, anytime you want to travel internationally, I have a connection with Delta Airlines. I said, wow, this is a great connection. So I believe that people are listening to the radio, the Blog Talk Radio that we had before, the archives. People are actually going on with the archives, and people are listening, and it's becoming a blessing to so many people. People are calling in from different places all over the country, and I believe that Jesus is doing a miracle in the lives of people. So if you're on the line, especially if you have a live feed, just get tuned and you'll be blessed. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Well, that's pretty amazing. So this lady has a connection with Delta Airlines and can hook you up with deals to travel, you know, with good prices internationally.
Yeah, that That's amazing. And I just want to give a quick testimony also about David Reed. A lot of people might not know where you started from, but I know where God has brought you and where God is taking you. I believe that your calling is of a healing ministry. You are more called into. There is going to be an expansion in this ministry of yours that people will be drawn, because the Spirit of God is ministering to me that there's going to be a crowd that you're going to attract, and it's going to be international. It's not just going to be on the internet. It's going to be a physical impartation that the Holy Spirit is going to use you to do healing for people, and it is in the near. And I see it coming up quick. I see that coming up quick. And then prophetically, you have a voice. You have ministered to me so many times in my life, and it has become a blessing for me. And you prophesied about me getting married when I was having difficulty in the area of marriage, and you actually gave me the times and the season, because I needed the word of God concerning the specific areas, because there were a lot of challenges that I was facing. But then when I came to you, you ministered to me, and you gave me the word of God on the dot. And then when I followed the principles of what you gave me, everything worked out. So I encourage each and every person that received a prophetic word. The Bible says, Paul told to Timothy, and he said, "My son Timothy, by the prophecies which have gone ahead of you, by them wage a good warfare." Many Christians say prophetic words, probably from David Reed or probably from a different man of God or whatever. But before you can activate the prophetic, you wage a war. You got to wage a war to make sure that the prophetic word that God has spoken concerning your life will materialize. And that's what I want to encourage each and every person, because most people are on the radio show for a prophetic word. Most people are emailing you on your website for prophetic word. But then if they will be able to wage the warfare with the prophetic word, then there's going to be a realization. There is going to be an outcome of what God has spoken. Because the Bible says, "For the word of God is sharper than any two-edged double sword, dividing the soul and the spirit asunder." So there is power, there is authority in the word, especially when the prophet speaks. Because in the book of Chronicles, it says, when you trust in God, it will bring you an establishment. But then when you believe in his prophet, it gives you prosperity. So prosperity is not just in the area of finance, but prosperity could be in every area of your life. The ability to make things better is prosperity. That is what most people do not understand. If you're not sick and you are healed and you are healthy, that's prosperity. If your marriage is not on the brink of divorce, that's prosperity. If your children are doing good academically, or they're not into drugs or into any other part, that's prosperity. So believing in a prophet gives prosperity. Like I said, when I had an encounter with David Reed, he prophesied into my life. I believed his word, and I worked toward the word, and it brought prosperity into my marriage. So I believe that each and every person, when you believe the prophet of God, just understand that God speaks, because you are not going to hear God speak from the sky. God is not going to speak from the sky. It's not going to be a tender voice that is going to come. God is going to speak through his prophet. According to the book of Amos, it said the Lord God would do nothing until he speaks to his prophet, until he speaks to his servant, the prophet. He said God will not move until he gives a word concerning a situation, and that word must come out from his prophet. So I just want you to have a genuine search for the people of God. And then you have to understand that people are always going to the psychic. And I was watching the TV the other day, and I saw 1-800 California psychic, 1-800 call this. And I spoke to my, and I was asking myself, why are people looking for information? Why are the only genuine information you could get is from God? And God speaks to the prophet. And I'm going to give you just one example that is in scripture. Many people think that when you go for go to a prophet and you request a prophetic word, it's like you depend on the prophet. No. What the Bible says, and then when Saul, before Saul became a king, the Bible saw he had lost assets from his father. And the Bible said while they were going, one of his servants told a prophet in Israel who we can go so that they would tell us our way. Tell us a way, give a guidance. So prophets are meant to give guidance to people. And so let's go to this prophet. There is a seer in Israel who will tell us our way. And whatever this seer says or whatever this prophet says comes to pass. So now they went and they had an encounter with Samuel. But the Bible said before Saul was coming to Samuel, Bible, and the Lord spoke into the ears of Samuel concerning Saul. So when you make an attempt to make an inquiry, and I thank Jesus, the Holy Spirit is ministering to me right now, and then I'm going to listen. The reason why God said that David is a man after my own heart is that David always was inquiring before God. And you see, to be able to hear the voice of God is a unique thing that every Christian must develop. Because you cannot walk. So David said, "For your word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet." David knew that without the word of God, without a prophetic, and you have to understand that before those times, there was no Bible. The Psalms were not written for us to read. The scriptures or the revelation were not given. So the only way they could hear from God is to make an inquiry or to go to a prophet to see what God is speaking unto us. There are many false teachers that are going on in the Christendom talking about there is a cessation of the apostolic or the prophetic or there are no more prophets. That is an error. God is still speaking to people. And God is still using so many people, because I can actually tell you that when you hear the voice of God and you move according to the direction of God, it is so good. If I can write a Bible because I'm called by God, but now the Bible, Jesus says the revelation has already been given, so that we cannot add anything. So if I am called by, if I'm a man of God, and God gives you a revelation. That is a new knowledge. That is an expansion. And God is unlimited. So I believe that there is always fresh ideas, fresh knowledge, and fresh. God is always ministering to people. So the genuity of what God is speaking to people is for us as Christians to be able to discern. And that is what we lack. And the Bible says, "For if you do not have the Spirit of Christ, then you are not of Christ. It doesn't matter whether you go to church. It doesn't matter whether you speak in tongues. If the Spirit of Christ is not in you, then you are not of Christ. And then before you can identify that this person is genuine or this person is from God, you have to have the Spirit of Christ. So many Christians do not have the Spirit of Christ. So now, based on assumptions, based on ideologies, they just say bad things about men of God, say bad things about other Christians, and the most divided religion that you could ever think of is Christianity. We are always debating over doctrines, debating on who is right, debating on, and that is the technique of the enemy, to divide and conquer. Because God is saying there is power in unity. So the enemy wants to divide Christianity so he'll be able to conquer. So now the church has become powerless. The church has become powerless because there is no unity. And then I just want to say one quick thing. I'm going to go back and then about what I was speaking about inquiries in the prophetic. But then if you go to a hospital and then you came with an abdominal pain, let's say you came with a stomach problem, the doctor who is an internal medicine is going to refer you to what we call a gastroenterologist who is going to examine your abdomen because that is a specialty. And now when you go with an eye problem, you're going to go to an eye doctor. And now you must understand that the symbol of a hospital is a cross. And the symbol of Christianity is also a cross. But then this is the issue that I have with Christianity, is that we do not encourage ourselves with other people. When you come to me and you have an issue, when you are demon possessed, and or you have an oppression, and you come to me, and my specialty is not deliverance, I have to be able to refer to you. I have to be able to refer to you to a different man of God who has that specialty to be able to help you. So now you see that the church is missing the entirety of the gifts of God, because people are always hoarding, meaning they are cocky in a sense that they think that the giftings are just on them. But then when you're able to speak to one another, that is where the interaction comes. When you're able to form a unity as Christians, as men of God, that is when I'll be able to know that Prophet David has a deliverance ministry. Prophet David has a healing ministry. I have a teaching ministry. So then when you come to me about the word of God, I'll be able to dissect it to you. But then when there is a problem with healing, I cannot do it because that is not my gift. I have to refer you to Prophet David for him to activate that anointing that God has given unto him. So that is one of the things. So we have to understand as Christians that when we go to heaven, it's not going to be about church. It's not going to be Dennis' ministry. It's not going to be about David's ministry. It is going to be about the bride of Christ. So we should just be together and be able to refer each other to men of God or to other Christians who have the gift to be able to help us to grow and to be matured. Okay, now I just want to go back to the inquiry that I was talking about. So now Saul went and had an encounter with a prophet. And the Bible said there was a revelation concerning the Lord's answers, and he found it because he made an inquiry. Had he not chosen to go to the prophet to seek and to ask, the knowledge will not be given to him. But the Bible said when he had an encounter with him, Bible said he became a new man. He became a new man. So it is biblical for you to seek a prophet. It is biblical for you to seek God on a matter when you yourself cannot answer. And God will always speak to his prophet. And I love Moses. Moses said, I wish that all the lost people are prophets. He wished that all the lost people are prophets. And then the Apostle Paul also said, seek the prophetic gift. Because when you're able to reveal the intents of the heart, is that then this person will bow down and say, surely God is here. Surely God is here. So I just want everybody that wants an inquiry, that wants to seek the face of God, to know that it is biblical. Because I know some people are talking about it, and then there is also some issue that is going on in Christendom about when you meet a man of God, do you have to sow a seed or give an offering to a man of God? Now, I'm a man of God. I work in a secular also. I'm a registered nurse. But supposedly, if I don't work, and supposedly if the church or the people that I minister to do not bless me, how do I feed my family? How do I pay rent? And how do I live on this earth? So now you see poverty striking so many members of Christ, because Christians are the most difficult people who don't even give. And they will find scriptures everywhere to support the reason why they would not give. They might not give. My dad is an apostle. I was born into it. He doesn't have any other job. The only work that he does is ministry. So if people don't sow into his life, or people don't give offering and tithe, or people don't give seed and love offering, how will he be able to take care of his wife, his children? But Christians always have issue giving to people, giving to men of God, blessing them, calling them prosperity preachers or whatever. God did not call us. We are supposed to bless people, to be able to take care of the people. And Paul said that if I have ministered unto you spiritually, is it not good for you to bless me physically? As if I've given you spiritual food, you also ought to bless me spiritually, physically. It is scripture. Go and search. And then one thing the Bible said, when they were about to go to see the prophet, the Bible said the servant said to the prophet, said to Saul, we have nothing in our hands because we cannot go to see the prophet empty. And Bible said, he said, we have just a few gold or a few shekels. So they went to see Samuel with a gift. And then when they went to see Samuel with a gift, something happened. He found the Lord's access, and he was anointed as a king. Now, there is one revelation that the Holy Spirit wanted me to minister, and I'm going to reveal this ministry, this revelation right now. A spirit has an affinity to a sacrifice, whether it is a good spirit or whether it is a bad spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this. Every spirit has an affinity to a sacrifice, whether it is a good spirit or whether it's a bad spirit. And I'm going to explain this. God is the source of all spirit, and God loves sacrifice. Okay, so anything that the enemy does is a counterfeit, or it is a fake process. Now, back in the days, when you go to Africa, the voodoo priest or the traditional priest, before they could command things to happen, they have to make sacrifice with animals, cut goats, chicken, whatever, and then conjure powers. And then immediately the sacrifice is made, or the blood of the animal is spilled, they gain power. The same thing happens in the realms of the spirit. If I give a seed to a prophet of God, it is a sacrifice, because I'm not going to give him goat or chicken. But once I sow a seed into his life, it is a sacrifice. So the spirit realm connecting to God is activated to give power to the prophet for him to bless you. And I tell you, I am a witness to this. Anytime I have sown a seed into the life of a man of God, the prayer changes. The way he will pray for me will change, because there has been an activation in the realms of the spirit. The power is intense, the prophetic is intense, the anointing is intense, because the sacrifice has activated the realm. So Christians, we should just understand that it is good to give to men of God. It is good to support ministry. And then if you give to any man of God, and you give it to any church you have given unto God, forget about whatever happens to the money. They are responsible with God. God is their master, and they will account to God. Because the Bible says, and they will meet God, and they will say to God, did I not use your name to cast out devils? Did I not use your name to heal the sick? And God will speak to them and say, depart from you, all you workers of iniquity. So your portion or your duty is to support them. Let God do whatever he's going to do at the end of the day. Because Jesus said, let the weed and let the tares go together. And when the harvest time is done, we will cut them all. Because there is no way you'll be able to identify who is a false prophet or who is not a false prophet by not giving gifts or by not sowing a seed. Because when you do that, you're going to miss a target, and you're going to miss a blessing by not sowing a seed into somebody's life who at that moment needed help. So we should just have a renewal of mind, as Paul said, and we should have the mind of Christ. Though we are stewards of Christ, and we must also take care of his people. Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. I think that at the end of the day, the most powerful thing you can do is obey the voice of God. And if the Lord tells you to give a certain amount, a certain seed of a certain amount to a particular man, woman of God, or ministry, you know, God has always got blessing you back in return in mind. And when we give, it's like money sticks to us. When we hold on to it, it's like you cut the flow off. And it doesn't mean that God isn't going to bless you if you don't give. I believe that he still does. But the principle of sowing and reaping, if you keep on giving, you'll keep on receiving back, you know. And that's how, that is really how you enter into prosperity. And I really like what you said is about prosperity is not just about how much money you have, although that is a part of it. It's about everything in your life. And if you understand the nature of God, he obviously, he wants you to prosper in every area of your life. There's no hidden dark place in God. He's not waiting to stamp on you, judge you, and make life difficult for you at any point. He's all about you prospering. He's all about his kingdom being grown and birthed in your life in the unique way that God has called you to build his kingdom. I want to ask you a question then. A lot of people speak to me here in Australia and even speak to me online about the prosperity gospel. For example, you know, people bring up Hillsong or I don't want to, I'm not going to try and, you know, make someone look bad, but, you know, recently there was a big controversy about a particular preacher that wanted to buy, you know, a plane, you know, and it cost a lot of money. It cost a lot of money. And there was a big uproar about it, a massive uproar about it. All over the world, including here in Australia. I was just talking to someone at my local church here. You know, it's kind of like he's the apostle, I'm the prophet at the church, and you know, we were having a conversation about this, and so it's talked about here. You know, for people that have been burnt by you know, the extreme end of the prosperity gospel. How can you? What advice would you give people that now sort of think to themselves, "I'll never give at church again. I'll never give to another man or woman of God again because I've been manipulated in the past." How can people like that move on from that mindset, you know, and re-enter back into sowing and reaping for themselves?
First of all, I want to pray for healing for anybody that has been hurt by a man of God. In any area, I pray for divine healing. I pray for restoration, and I pray that God should just heal them, and just God should bring restoration in their lives. The idea of you having being a Christian is to have the Holy Spirit within inside of you. That is one of the requirements. The Bible says when the people became Christians, they went to Paul and then it says, since you believed, have you received the Holy Spirit? They said, we have not heard anything like the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said, then they laid their hands on them and instantly they received the Holy Spirit. So when you accept Jesus Christ as a Christian, and you don't have the voice of God within you, there is always a voice that speaks in the inside of you. That is a voice, the conscience of God. So God will always guide you. When you are given to a ministry or you're given to a prophet and there is a counselor in your mind, don't give. Because it's going to be a waste seed. It is not going to be a blessing. But when you give with a clear conscience, let the seed go. So now in Ecclesiastes, it's a sow in the daytime, sow in the afternoon, so in the evening, for you don't know which seed that will germinate and produce. It is scripture. It's a keep on sowing. Sow, because you don't know whether it is the morning seed that is going to bear the fruit or the afternoon seed that is going to bear the fruit or the evening seed that is going to bear the fruit. You say, you don't know. The outcome is in the hands of Jesus. He determines where to call the seed to germinate. You could sow to my ministry, but God will not call that seed to germinate today. But you will sow to David's ministry, and automatically or immediately the seed will germinate. Maybe 10 years later, you will see the seed that you sow into my life germinating in your life. So he said, keep on sowing, because you don't know when the seed is going to germinate to produce a seed for you. But then on the prosperity gospel, I don't like poverty. So I would not speak against prosperity.
No.
Prosperity is something David says, I pray thee, send now prosperity. He prayed to God. He said, God, at this very moment now, send now prosperity. So it is expedient for us as Christians to prosper financially. You know, when you read the book of Psalm 72, David made a profound prayer concerning his son, Solomon, and all the prayers were prosperity prayers. And Solomon became one of the richest, one of the wisest men ever lived. I want everybody to take a note. Psalm 72, if you want prosperity in your life, start reading that scripture. Psalm 72. It is a declaration that this man spoke concerning his life, concerning the life of Solomon. And Solomon automatically became blessed. At the end, he said, these are the prayers that David prayed for his son, Solomon. You see, so it is important for us to yearn for prosperity. Some people are going to speak against it, and they're going to talk about we should think about salvation. Yes, salvation is not just saving you from sin. Salvation is a total redemption. When people talk about salvation, it is not just God delivering you from a sin. It is delivering you from every area of your life that causes a disorder or causes you to be deformed. So salvation in total is salvation from poverty, salvation from sickness, salvation from demons, salvation from every aspect of where the enemy attacks you. So I believe the prosperity gospel in totality, we should not even call it a prosperity gospel. We should call it a salvation gospel, because I believe that if I'm broke today, I will not be able to pay my phone bill, and I will not be able to minister to you for you to be blessed. So I need God to bless me financially. And it broke my heart about 2 months ago. There was a minister in the Bronx that I used to share a space with him in church. So I went to the church to minister, and I just saw an eviction notice. He was evicted from the place of worship. He couldn't pay the rent. And then it broke my heart. I said, so what is it? Is it not that this guy is not anointed? Is it that the people don't know how to give? But then that is a strategy that the enemy is doing, is to attack ministers who God has given them grace to exhort people, or who God has given them grace for them to let people know the benefits of giving. So how can a Christian church close down just because they cannot afford their bills? It is an error. If we believe that Jesus or God is Jehovah Jireh, the great provider, then why do we have an eviction notice right posted in front of the church? Because they could not pay their bills. So I believe in prosperity, and I believe that every Christian must prosper. Okay, but there is always an extreme to everything. There's always an extreme. If God has blessed me for me to do something, we must always consider the poor and the orphanage, and then the widow, when God blesses us as Christians, or when God blesses us as ministers. So if a ministry is blessed, and they are focusing on the orphanage, the widow, and the elderly, and helping the poor, I believe in the eyes of God, they are doing okay. Because the Bible says, he that giveth to the poor lends unto the Lord, and the Lord will bless him. So any ministry that is given to the poor, to the orphan, and to the elderly, you're going to see the ministry prosper. Because Bible said they have lent to God, and God will bless. So before you speak against a ministry, or before you speak against a man of God who God has blessed financially, find out what he's doing. Make a search.
Exactly.
What is that secret? What is his secret? What is he doing that is causing that explosion? And I tell you, those people that God has blessed, no amount of worry, no amount of negativity is gonna cut away the flow of prosperity. They're gonna just keep on prospering because they have identified the key of prosperity, and it's as simple as that. And you have to understand that lack of knowledge, my people perish. If there is an emergency right now, and I don't know how to operate, if I could shout 1,000 times, I will not get a help. But if I know how to the cell phone, the moment I call an emergency number, help is on the way. Help is on the way. Help is on the way because I know I have knowledge of how to operate a cell phone. Because of that knowledge, I have received help. So knowledge brings productivity. So we have to learn. We have to learn from people. We have to learn that there are levels of giftings, levels of encounters with God. We have to learn from each other. And the more I give you the key, the more you show the key to somebody, and it becomes a ripple effect, and everybody gets blessed. So we should stop talking about who God is blessing and ask God to bless us. Because the Bible says it is the blessings of God that makes a man rich. And he adds no soul to it. It is the blessings of God that makes a man rich. And he adds no soul to it. So God is the one that blesses. And Bible says when he bless you, he is going to cause you to be rich. And then when you are rich, Bible says he adds no soul to it. And then in the book of Psalms, it says it is God that putteth one up. And it is the same God that putteth one down. And it says that promotion, it does not come from the east nor from the west. But God is the judge. So he is ultimate judge. He will determine who he want to bless and whom he's not going to bless. Whatever you're going to do, he's God. So you have to do what you need to get blessed so that you become a blessing to people. I believe that Christians are not supposed to be poor people, but because we lack the spirit of understanding and the spirit of knowledge, we are suffering. The church is suffering. There is no money in the church. There is no growth in the church because of lack of knowledge. So I believe that prosperity is an essential part of the Christian life. We must all pray, study the scriptures, and identify the keys to prosperity. And I just want to say this real quick. I was speaking to a man of God, and he told me, he said, I want to go to heaven, I want to go to heaven, I want to go to heaven. I said, whoa, you're on earth. People are giving birth every day because God wants people to be on earth. If God wanted you to be in heaven, he would have placed you in heaven, but you're on earth because you are born on earth. So make sure that you fulfill your destiny on earth before you talk about heaven. Because heaven, at the end of the day, Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that there is judgment, and there is going to be heaven after all, whatever. But then whilst on your earth, fulfill that destiny, whilst on earth, get that prosperity. Because God is the God of the earth and the God of the heaven. So whilst he has placed on earth, in this era of the earth, make sure you get all that he needs to provide for you on earth. Because at the end of the day, when you go to heaven, you're not going to need money. When you go to heaven, you're not going to need healing. When you go to heaven, you're not going to need a prophetic word. But whilst you're on earth, He has given people the power. He has given his prophet the ability to teach you into this. He wants you to excel on this earth. So stop thinking about you rushing up, going to heaven while you're on earth. You have to enjoy what he has given unto you on earth. So that is one of the things I just want Christians to know. Of course, there is heaven, but enjoy what he has given to you on earth. And make sure that through him, you will be able to enjoy the goodness and the mercies that he has endowed unto us on earth. Amen.
Amen. And I just want to say that I'm 100% on the same page. And I've been having this ongoing revelation, understanding that I'm still unpacking, and I'm actually putting into practice myself on a few different business ideas that I've got. But the Holy Spirit is entrepreneurial. And I think sometimes, you know, we sow in and we're just working our normal job, and sure, people will come and bless us and the money comes in that way. But see, we have to be aware that the Spirit of God is ready to give ideas that will bring you greater prosperity. You know, and with the internet these days, it can take a guy like Nehemiah and put a dream inside of his heart to rebuild the walls. When Nehemiah started out, you know, he had next to nothing to be able to build those walls. He had to get all the, you know, he had a dream in his heart. He had to get people to come and help him build it, people to, you know, source out the right materials, people to put the architectural designs together. He had all these different elements that he put together, but ultimately he had supernatural ability to be able to do all of that. He had supernaturally received the idea, and then at the end of the day, he had, you know, he had built those walls, and that was what he had done. And if you're listening, I really want to challenge you. I really believe that, like Nehemiah, God has either given you an idea that you have said, you know, no, religion's told you, no, when I'm not doing that because, you know, for whatever reason, you know, that's, God wouldn't say something like that. I would enjoy doing that too much, or, you know, that would bless me too much. Or if you haven't received something like that from God, I want to encourage you to ask the Holy Spirit for an idea that is going to enter you into prosperity. Because at the end of the day, the more you have, the more you, that means that you have more to give, okay? But understand, God is into blessing abundantly, overly, crazily, insanely, blessing his people in the area of health, finances, family, everything you can think of. You know, he will go over the top to bless you just because he wants to bless you and he wants you to enjoy your life. But of course, at the end of the day, you know, it is about building the kingdom, building the kingdom, building the kingdom. And that's what, when Dennis says, you know, he's quoting the Bible, that those that are looking after orphans, and it also talks about looking, you know, visiting people in prisons and the elderly, God blesses those people, and the riches of heaven are released on those people. See, that's building the kingdom, peace, hope, and love. Okay, so if you're building the kingdom, you know, and you do fulfill those dreams, thoughts, ideas, pictures that God puts in your mind, you will enter into prosperity in your life, I guarantee it. But we need to be determined. Just remember, Peter got out of the boat and walked on water, and then he sunk. But here's the point. Peter walked on the water. How many of the other disciples walked on water? There was only one, and that was Peter. The other person that walked on water was God himself, the Messiah Christ. Who really cares about the fact that Peter sank? He walked on the water. That's the point. That's an amazing miracle. When you step out to do things, you're going to walk on water, and at times you're going to sink. But when you sink, you're going to learn something. And the matter is, you get up out of the water, jump back in the boat, get your bearings back, you step out in faith again. What you learned the last time, you're not going to make that mistake again. And so you're going to walk on water for a longer period. And eventually, you're going to walk from one side of the land to the other. And that's the aim of God, okay? That's the aim of God for your life. If you have stepped out in business ideas, ministry ideas, things that are going to take you into prosperity and see your life prosper, and, you know, it didn't work out, I really want to encourage you, step out again and give it another go. The dream, the idea, the vision is not dead. It's only dead if you leave it on the ground and don't pick it up. Okay, well, let's just change direction a tiny bit here. And I've got a few verses that the Lord just sort of quickened to my spirit earlier on. And I want to ask you about this, Dennis. And it kind of goes along exactly with what we've been talking about. And it says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22, it says, "My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's body." So I want to ask you this question. Proverbs is, of course, all about the wisdom of God, and living a life filled with wisdom. And it actually says here that if you follow the guidelines, it will bring health to your whole body. Do you think sometimes people are not healed because they are lacking in wisdom and not walking in the ways of wisdom?
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. I was in Ghana in January, and a prophet from a dad's church ministered to me, and he said, "Dennis, God is ministering to me to tell you to watch what you eat, because if you don't do that, you're going to get a problem with your health." And I was like, whatever. Just as it is, January, February, March, April, I had a terrible abdominal pain. I went to the emergency. I prayed all kinds of prayer, did all types of healing, and I was still having this abdominal pain. I went to the emergency. They couldn't find anything. They said the ultrasound, everything was normal. Then one day I was still praying. I said, "God, heal me. God, touch me. God, touch me." I prayed in time, did all whatever. There was no healing. And the Holy Spirit ministered into me and said, "Did you remember that I told you to watch what you eat?" And the moment I heard that voice, 2 days changed my diet, boom, and abdominal pain was gone. So absolutely, following the word of God and obedience brings healing. When you read the Old Testament, it gives a lot of guidelines about what you're going to eat, what you're not going to eat, whatever. And then when you come to the New Testament, it tells you that God has cleansed everything, but then there is a wisdom in you, and there is a conscience that God has put in you. When you're doing something bad, you know. When you eat something that is wrong continuously, the Holy Spirit is going to put in your conscience that you're doing it wrong. It's absolutely. So most of the illness is basically about how we act in our lives. You could be healed from diabetes. We could pray for you to be healed with diabetes right now. The Holy Spirit is going to restore back your health. But then, maybe a few months later, if you keep eating junk food, you're going to mess it up again.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep eating things of high cholesterol nature, fat, you're going to have a heart disease. There was a woman in Florida, she actually emailed me, and I sent her a prayer for healing for heart disease, and she got healed. She was scheduled for a heart surgery. God canceled it, but I told her, now, You have received supernatural healing. It has manifested in the physical, but now you have to watch what you eat. You got to cut a lot of things. So many Christians are suffering because of lack of knowledge, and lack of knowledge is in the Bible. So he said, when you follow the guidelines or become attentive to the words of wisdom which God has placed in His scriptures, or what God will use somebody to minister to you, it will bring healing and health to your body. So this healing, God has given us the gift of healing. We're going to continue to pray healing over people. God is still going to deliver them, but we need also to have a change of attitude of how we see ourselves. And then one thing also that causes a lot of illness is also stress. Stress is number one. And then when you go to Philippians, it says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, with thanksgiving, make your request known unto God, and the God of peace." So now, He has given you an answer to fight against stress or anxiety which is going to cause high blood pressure, which is going to cause chest pain and heart attack, which is going to cause your blood sugar to rise. But he said, don't stop worrying about other issues. Stop worrying about other things and cast it out onto Jesus. And he, so once you do that, once you become obedient to that word in Philippians that said, be nothing, you will automatically reduce your chance of having hypertension. You have reduced your chance of having diabetes. You have reduced your chance of having all kinds of diseases just by obeying that scripture, just by following the word of God. Proverbs, Solomon, with the wisdom of God in him, was able to give us guidelines as to what to do. So it is absolutely 100% for Christians to follow the word of God. And then I tell you, if we could follow the word of God, there is going to be an absolute health healing that is just going to demand it from the word of God just by being obedient to the scripture. Because when you don't have faith, a lot of things happen in your mind. There is a lot of chemical imbalances, and it causes so much hormones in your system that messes you up. So the creator knows the creature. So he gives a manual to the creature as to do to obtain the optimal healing. So the Bible or the scripture itself is a healing manual, because God is the creator who created the creature and has given us a manual. So listen, I work in a hospital. I see death every time. There is so much that doctors could do. There's so much medicine could do. There is so much that we could do. But then I believe that if we could go by the direction of the manual of the one that created us, then we will be able to obtain optimal healing in every aspect of our life. So we need to go back to the Bible. We need to be able to be obedient to the word of God, of whatever God has said concerning health, concerning eating, or concerning other issues in our life that would double up our problems. Amen.
Amen. Yep, that's exactly right. We have to be, you know, vigilant to understand. Like, you live in America, I live in Australia, but the food is very similar. I believe that there's more corn syrup. You have more corn syrup, but just there's such a high level of sugars in food. You know, even in bread, it's incredible if you look at the nutritional. Breakdown as to how much sugar is contained in the bread, and it's just not good for you. Something like diabetes, it makes so much sense that so many people have diabetes. It's because just about everything has such a high content of sugar in it, you know, and we have to be vigilant as believers to not just give in and be lazy and eat these high sugar, high calorie kind of foods all the time. We, you know, the area of health is something that for our physical bodies, God wants us, sure, supernaturally healed, but I do believe that he wants to restore health, you know, a healthy lifestyle back to the body of Christ as a whole. And there already is people, there already are Christians that have great knowledge and are trained in the area of health at the moment, but you're going to see a lot more people that God is going to raise up that are going to help the body of Christ live a healthy lifestyle, you know, while still being able to eat good tasting and interesting food. I find it interesting in Exodus 23:25, it says, "Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and on your water. I will take away sickness from among you." Dennis, have you experienced in your own church times where there's been worship playing and the presence of God comes into the room, or it manifests, you know, amongst the believers, and people just get healed, you know, they get delivered, and even, you know, other miracles happen without anyone saying anything at all?
Yeah. That happens a lot, and that is a part that I love. That is the part that I love. It is so sweetless. It is so, you don't have to try. When the presence of God comes, you don't have to try anything. It just happens. You see deliverance and healing taking place. And I believe that Benny Hinn has that kind of ministry. Before he takes place, he has to go through the worship thing and let the presence of God comes. And when the presence comes, the healing takes place automatically. Because he has about, what, he can lay hands on all everybody. But when the presence comes, Jesus does everything. So we must, people that want healing should develop an attitude of intimacy and worship. Keep worshiping, keep have that intimacy. And then, and you have to understand that when the creator steps in the creature, everything that is said must be corrected. It's as simple as that. When the presence of God comes in, his spirit, because the Bible says he breathed into man, and man became a living being. Man was dead. It was a dead substance. But when the breath, which is the spirit, which is the Shekinah, presence of God came, it caused a restoration. It brought that which was dead back to life. So if you're listening and you want healing without even you calling any man of God, develop the intimacy of worship. And automatically that healing power of God is going to come to you in your living room, in your bedroom, wherever you are. So absolutely, that is the best part of that we have to continually remind ourselves that whenever we worship God, this is some of the gifts and these are some of the benefits that comes to us. And then there's a scripture in Psalms. It says he will send forth his word to heal and to deliver. And it is amazing when this soldier, the centurion, says to Jesus, "I don't need you. Just speak your word." I believe he probably read that psalm because he said, "I don't need your presence. Just speak that word." And I think it's Psalm 103. He said he would send the word, and it would heal and deliver. So I believe that as we are speaking, the word of God is coming to you wherever you are, whatever country that you are. We are sending that word for you to be healed of whatever infirmity, amen, whatever disease, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because he said he will send forth the word, and the centurion said, "I don't need you because I am a man of authority. When I say somebody sit, the person sit. So now I just need you to say a word." And the Bible said instantly. So we speak that word over you wherever you are in the mighty name of Jesus. And we command healing over your soul, over your spirit. We rebuke every sickness and every disease in your body right now by the power of the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus.
Come on. I
just want to make a switch. I want you to speak about this. This scripture, Matthew chapter 10, verse 1, right? I've been thinking about, I want this scripture to get in the inside of me. He said, when he called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. This is from the King James Version. He said, when he called the 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, which are demons, to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. An authority that God has given, all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. It doesn't matter whether it is diabetes, headache, cancer. It must bow to Jesus. So why are we not seeing this in the church, Prophet David? Why is this not manifesting in the church?
I think when it comes to healing, people are fearful that if they lay hands on someone and they pray, if nothing happens, then it tarnishes their reputation. I think when it comes to deliverance, there are a lot of Christians that don't believe that it's possible to have a demon or to be influenced by an evil spirit. Without getting into the whole doctrine and understanding as to, you know, does the spirit live inside them or is it an outer influence or whatever? Well, the Bible is very clear. You know, Jesus gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, filled believers with the Spirit, And as a result of that, we gain authority to be able to cast out devils, and we gain authority over sickness and disease. And so, you know, Jesus himself died on the cross. His body was broken. And a part of the reason that his body was broken, he died, was for healing, miracles, signs, and wonders, and ultimately to give authority to the saints to cast out evil spirits. You know, so if it is important enough for Christ to die for that very thing, it has to be important for us to have it as a core value that we are hungry for miracles, supernatural healings, and to be able to lay hands on people and deliver them of evil spirits. It's of the uttermost importance. Now, I often try to figure out, in these last days, are we going to see a massive sweeping revival where all these people are going to get saved, and, you know, Christians that have never been baptized in the Spirit before get baptized in the Spirit and start moving in gifts and start moving in healing and deliverance. And all I know is the Bible talks about the bride, and it talks about the fact that there's always going to be a remnant. And that's what you have now. You know, you have your churches that are remnants that are moving in signs and wonders and releasing the people to go and deliver others of evil spirits. And then you have other churches that just shut all that stuff out, you know, and are purely teaching the word based on, you know, the Bible being, you know, just a guide to spiritual or life in general. And it's not that there's anything wrong with that, but when you shut out the point that the word is actually living, active, and supernaturally moving, and God is looking to use people to move on supernaturally, you cut out a whole portion of God. In fact, you know, to get to the very nuts and bolts and the basics, the Bible says that even the Father is a spirit. Okay, so God is a spirit. So if you're going to worship God in spirit and in truth, you better be led by the Spirit of God. You know, to have an understanding of who the Father is, to have an understanding of who God is, you better be led by the Spirit of God, and you better be moving in spiritual things. And as Paul said, have your mind focused on heaven. It's of utmost importance. There is a call, and the call is this: it's to be a son. And Romans says the sons of God, or the manifest sons of God, are led by the Spirit. They are not led by their own earthly understanding or own earthly ways. They are led by the Spirit of God. And you want to talk about character. So some people might say, well, all you're talking about is being led by the Spirit and gifting and all this and that. See, the renewing of the mind and character is only developed once you get to know the person of the Holy Spirit, because the person of the Holy Spirit is God himself. So both those things go together. It's not one and the other. Character and gifting goes together. Yes, character is more important to God than gifting, okay? But, you know, gifting comes after that, and that is important as well. You've got to put it together. Well, at this point, we have a lot of people that are listening in that have called in. I want to give people the opportunity to receive, ministry here today from Dennis as he's led. So this is what I'm going to do, just so that I don't get it confused and put people on the air that don't want to be on the air and receive a word. If you're listening in now and you would like to receive prayer or whatever the Spirit of God leads Dennis in, or even myself, I'm going to get you to hang up at this point, and I'm going to get you to call back in, okay? Now, if you don't want to be put on the air and you just want to listen, don't hang up. Just keep on listening in. Now, I'm going to give you the number to call in on. To do that, I've just got to click over to my Facebook page, which is just going to load in 1 second. For everyone listening, I don't know if you tune into my webcast. If you go to my timeline, and if you're listening, my name is David Reed, and you can add me to Facebook. That's no problem. But I have a weekly webcast, and we have something really exciting coming up next Thursday and Saturday. Deborah Quick and I are going to be doing a school on dream interpretation and prophecy, and releasing people to do that. And so there's going to be awesome opportunities to prophesy over people on Skype, on a Facebook group, on email, and just different areas, even in person in the future. So if you want to join the team, that's a place to come. Or if you just have a dream that you want interpreted, or you want to receive prophetic ministry from the people that are tuning into that training, you can do that. And to get all the details, the best thing to do is add me to Facebook, or alternatively, you can go to my website, which is propheticonfire.com. That's propheticonfire.com. Now, so if you want to call in for ministry, the number to call in on is 929-477-1864. That's 929-477-1864. Okay. Now, Dennis, before we get into that, could you just tell people how they can join in with your phone conferences and your website, and how they can get in touch with you with what you're doing there in the Bronx?
Okay. Website is holyghostfirenow.com, holyghostfirenow.com. And then when you go to the website, there is a prophetic and deliverance request that you could send me an email, or you can make an appointment. There's a section that has an appointment section. If you are in America and you want to get in contact with me, my phone number is 347-257-5296. If you're in the U.S. and you want to get in contact, my number is 347-257-5296. And if you're in any part of the world that you want to use the internet, it's holyghostfirenow.com. Holyghostfirenow.com. And I believe that if you're also in New York, you could send me you could call me, and I'm gonna make an appointment with you and show you where we meet for ministration. I believe that Jesus has a plan and a purpose for each and every person. And before we go into the one-on-one prayers, I just want to make a general prayer for each and every person that is listening to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
There is no distance in the spirit. There is no distance in the spirit. So God will touch you wherever you are. God will touch you wherever you are by the sound of our voice. The Bible says one will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. I believe that we are more than two on this conference, on this radio. So by the Spirit of God unto us, there was a scripture. It said the Spirit of judgment made perfect. So we pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit that has cleansed, that has made us perfect, we declare in unity that if there is any person here who has been oppressed by any demon, any spirit, we command that spirit to be broken right now. We break generational curses, family linkages, in the name of Jesus. Anything that fought against your mom will not fight against you. Any illness that killed your mom will not kill you. Any illness that runs through family, I am dealing with generational curses and family heritage demons. I'll bind them right now in the name of Jesus. If diabetes runs in your family, this very moment, I command that lineage and that spirit to stop in the mighty name of Jesus. It will not go over to your children. That heritage is discontinued in the mighty name of Jesus. If high blood pressure runs through your family, I command it to be destroyed. That lineage is terminated in the name of Jesus. If cancer runs through your family this very moment, I command that cancer spirit to die by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Any curse that runs through family, poverty, depression, manic disorders, psychosis, I come against it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I rebuke every evil spirit right now. I come against to the root. I rebuke the root of illness and disease right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, every linkage, family issue of illness be broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost and by the authority of the Holy Ghost, we command everything that is evil that runs through family to be terminated right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We bless you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you're believing God for marriage, if you're believing for God for marriage, I speak right now in the mighty name of Jesus. There are a few people on the line. Yes. God is ministering unto me that you're believing God for a spouse. I command that release in the name of Jesus. I pray that your destiny helper will come in the name of Jesus. I pray for restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Kalabalabos Kuriyam. There is somebody on the line. There is somebody on the line. There is a lump on your right breast. We command it to be removed instantly right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. We command that mass to vanish. Loose in the mighty name of Jesus. We command it in the mighty name of Jesus. We command it to be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. There is somebody with a spirit of depression. The spirit of depression. You experience mood swings. We command it, we declare, loose in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of depression, be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. There is a woman on the line with fibroids. You experience abdominal pain, and then your period is not consistent. Your period is not consistent. Your period is on and off. We command it to be restored back to normal. We bind that spirit of fibroid right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose in the mighty name of Jesus. There is somebody with diabetes and extreme migraine on the right forehead. We command that diabetes to be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. There is a woman on the line. You're suffering from spikes of diabetes and nerve endings, and sometimes your feet like pins and needles on your feet. There is a diabetic nerve ending, but we command healing right now through your feet, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. In the mighty name, there was somebody with an eye problem. There's somebody that I see wearing glasses with an eye problem. We command healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing, check it right now. We come against glaucoma and cataract. We rebuke the illness and disease right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, 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 Holy Ghost fire. I see the fire of God moving through house to house. I see fire like a chain, fire like a chain moving around, moving around right now in the mighty name of Jesus. There is somebody, you are believing God for finances, you are believing God for finance. I hear the Lord God saying that He is your provider, He is your provider. Within 21 days, you're going to receive a letter, you're going to receive a letter of approval. There is somebody, you are believing God for approval of finances. I hear the Lord God say that letter of approval is on its way. Believe it and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Bible is according to your faith, so shall it be. If you're here on the line, as I release it, if it is your portion, take it in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you are believing God for this very moment, take it in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, believe in His prophet and you shall prosper. I believe there are prophets on this line. We declare by the prophetic anointing, by the apostolic and prophetic anointing, we combine and we declare, take it in the mighty name of Jesus. Release, 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 release. Fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Fire over you. Many of you will receive fire over you. I see people receiving anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. One, some of you will receive fire. Some of you will receive unshakable anointing. Most of you will not be able to stand on your feet because I see the fire. It is an electric anointing. It is moving through you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. There is somebody, you are thinking about a divorce. God is saying that not right now, not right now. Keep on praying, keep on praying, keep on praying, keep on praying. Shekayana labaki, shekikikamando. Release. Hold it up. Touch your people right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, I'm going to get this first person on the line. I'm not sure if 347 is New York code, but I'm not going to read the rest of your number out because you probably don't want it read out on air. The first three numbers of your phone number are 347, and then the next number is a 7, so I'm about to put you on air. Hey there, caller. You should be live. Can you hear me? Just wondering if you can hear what's going on. I'm not sure. Anyway, if you do want to look, there's quite a few callers that have called in, but you guys have all been on for a long period of time, and you didn't hang up and call back. So I'm just going to hold on. Okay. I'm going to move from that number to the bottom number here. And the first three digits of your phone number are 972. Okay. And I'm about to put you on the air. Hello. You're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Great. What's your name?
Uche.
Where are you from?
I'm from Nigeria.
Nigeria?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in. That's fantastic. And you were looking for some prayer today?
Yes. A friend. Actually, I'm in the U.S., but I'm from Nigeria. I'm calling from Texas, but I'm from Nigeria.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, yes, I've been listening to the word has been going out. It's been uplifting. But yes, I have a prayer need. It's about a business that I want to start in Nigeria. And also, I'm going to school for God's wisdom and success in the school, too.
David, Prophet David,
yeah.
And God is telling me that take this one. This is for you.
Yeah. You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pray for this one and minister to the person.
Okay. I want to, you know, when you just sort of started talking, the first thing that came to me was faith. And I feel that in this season of your life, and as far as you starting what you're starting in Nigeria, the term that comes to me is it's gonna require faith, and it's only gonna require the Lord's speaking to me out of the Word about the mustard seed, the size of a mustard seed. Faith the size of a mustard seed can move a mountain, and this is a big mountain, and the mountain is gonna move, it's gonna shift. Now, what I don't know, the Lord hasn't shown me exactly what the business is yet, but what I do, I see the internet being involved, and I see you going from Nigeria to back to where you are at the moment in New York, back and forth, or where you're located at the moment there in the US, back and forth, continue for a time and for a season, and when you think about that, and you think about, there being a sense of unrest involved in that, you know, because it's not like you're solid in one place or solid on one foundation. It's you moving back and forth. What's going to happen is as you sow into that business and there's the sacrifice of moving back and forth, you will enter into the realm of prosperity, and you will. I'm going to ask you a question. I see sales. Now, so with what you're doing, is there an element of sales with this business?
Yes. It's going to be trading. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Trading. Well, that's why I'm seeing it going back and forth. When you think about it, your first point of call has not been your ability to sell and your ability to be able to make sales and that kind of thing. But here's the deal. There is a whole array of gifting that God has given you in the area of sales that's about to just totally open up for you. In fact, I see you. I don't know if you. I feel like you have been, as you're about to step out into this business. You've been studying and researching how to market and how to sell effectively, especially when it comes to operating in the realm of the internet. But I see even just the tone of your voice, how you speak to people, God's going to help you to win people over. He's going to help you to win other businesses over. As you win those businesses over and win those people over, more doors and more opportunities are going to open up for you. I'm just going to ask you, I'm just having trouble sounding it out, but I'm hearing, do you know anyone that it kind of sounds like, I don't know if it's like Larissa, Arisa, or Larissa or something like a name that sounds like that. Maybe it's, a Nigerian name or something like that, or someone that's been around you with a last name or a first name?
Okay.
Sorry?
No, my name.
Do you know anyone?
No, not right now.
Okay, just hold on that for a second. And do you have a sister?
Yes.
Okay, this year's gonna be deliverance for your sister. I feel like she's been in some bad relationships and she's been hurt. And she's just had, just seemingly she's had issue after issue after issue. And in fact, in your family, you come from a line of poverty, and I just break that and just declare that you come from Christ's line, which is prosperity. And that line is being broken in her life. And I just see her frazzled. I see her trying to do everything, or there's been depression, and I just see her frazzled and, trying to desperately grip onto something that's going to give her some kind of, foundation for her life. But, God's on the case, and there's going to be a turning, and she's going to see the face of God and just fall in love with God and the things of God. So, okay, and I'm going to ask you one other question. This might relate to her, or is there anyone around you that has like the name Mercy or something like that? Or does that mean anything does the word Mercy mean anything to you at this point in your walk?
Yes.
Okay. So is it a person, or is the Lord showing you to have mercy with your sister or other family, or
that I need mercy? That I need mercy.
You need mercy.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So he's been speaking about mercy. God has extended full mercy to you where you feel like you've fallen short. The Lord is not interested in that. He's interested in where you're succeeding, and you're succeeding more than you're falling short. Okay, and He's going to take care of all the stuff that surrounds you, that tries to drag you left and right, and try and take you here and try and take you there. Do you also have a son or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is he is he like 6 to 8 years old or something like that, or is he older or younger than that?
Younger.
He's younger?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool. How old is he? How old is he?
Four? Yes.
Yeah? That's interesting, because I saw eight, half of eight is four, and I just want to prophesy over you, over your son, that he is a young little one like Samuel. God is going to raise him up as a prophet. And by the time he is 8 years old, he will be prophesying and moving in the spirit and speaking the word of God. Eight is also the number of new beginnings. And four is the number of the nations. Eight is the number of new beginnings. I believe that your son, when he was born, was a new beginning for you. I believe that this business is a new beginning for you, and I believe that this business is going to open the door for you to go forth and go out to the nations. It's interesting that you're in America. I feel like you've developed a real heart for America. I feel like the circumstances of you coming to America was that you were escaping something. You moved away from something. There was almost like I don't know if it was a persecution or what it was, but you escaped something and then you moved to America. Now what you've got is a heart for America. You're an intercessor. You have dreams as well. In fact, what's today? It's Tuesday where you are. I believe that on Sunday, I actually feel like the Lord spoke to you on Sunday night, quite in a dream or in the 90s, but the Lord actually spoke to you even about some of the things that I'm speaking about now. Does that word speak to you?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Well, I just bless you in Jesus' name. We just declare your business going to places far beyond what you could dream or imagine.
Thank
All right.
you. Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you.
I'm gonna pull up one more caller. First three digits of your phone number are 404, and I'm gonna get Dennis to pray over you. We have 4 minutes left. So everyone, next week, Tuesday, 8:30 p.m. EDT, we will have Eddie Smith. He will be on the program. So I'm gonna pull up this caller now. So you're on the air with Dennis.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah. Hello.
I'm here.
Yeah. Let's pray.
What's
your name?
Audrey.
Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray.
Okay.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I commit Audrey into your hands right now. Audrey, put your hand on your heart for me. I see an envelope, and I see heart desire, and then the Spirit of God is telling me that the heart desire, the reason why you're on this line, it is fulfilled. I command it right now to be released unto you right now. Whatever that is your heart desire, by the power of the Holy Spirit, let it be fulfilled right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I command restoration. I command restoration. I command restoration. I declare that let the heart desire, there is a thumping in your heart, and that is what God is saying, that it's going to be fulfilled. I hear that word. Fulfillment is coming unto you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Limini hazuru kutubri yakab. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Audra, are you married?
No.
Is marriage a part of something that you're looking for?
It's not a priority, but it's been prophesied to me several times that I will marry.
It's been prophesied to you that you will marry. Okay, now go. Stop praying about it. Okay, to you it is not a priority, but with the Holy Spirit it is a priority. Okay, so stop praying about your marriage right this very moment from today. Because I see that the enemy wants to cause a delay in the area of your marriage. By the time that you would think that you are ready, nobody's going to show up. But I cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus, and I declare and decree that the power of the Holy Spirit will be released upon you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I declare that from today, any areas of your life that has been disordered will be corrected back in order in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you.
I prophesy deliverance and healing unto your life in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Thank you, Lord. Listen,
there is going to be an increase in the area of your finances, okay? There's going to be an increase in the area of your finances from tonight, okay? Before you sleep, Psalm 23 and Psalm 72, because you want God to bless you financially, because I see that there is a need that you want God to fulfill in the area of finances. And God is telling that He is starting now, even from tonight. From tonight, from before you sleep, Psalm 23 and Psalm 72 about your finances. Psalm 23 and Psalm 72 about your finances. And believe God that it's going to be restored, okay, in the mighty name of Jesus. I also pray for opportunity in the area of job for you, okay? Let God cause open doors for you in Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. All right, well, we're going to run out of time in a minute. I'm going to put 916, you've called in for ministry as well. I'm just going to put you on the air. It's going to cut out, but you should stay on the air with Dennis and I. So 916, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, great. All right. What's your name?
Kathy.
Kathy.
Yes.
I'm looking at the number, and I'm wondering if I've talked to you before.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. Dennis, do you want to take it away? I think I probably know Kathy too well.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Kathy right now, in the name of Jesus. Kathy, I see you picking up fruits. I see you picking up fruits. I see you picking up fruit. I see you picking up fruit. And all of a sudden, I saw that the basket that you were picking up fruit doubled. So God is telling me that there is going to be a double of abundance that is going to come to you in this era, okay? In this era, except double. I say, believe God
for anything that you were believing God for, believe it for double. He said, I see you picking up food. And the Holy Spirit is telling him that is a reward. It is a reward of a prayer that you are prayed. And there is an answer that is coming on your way. Because I see an angel of God that is descending onto you from now to 7 days time. From now to 7 days. From now to 7 days. There is going to be a great miracle that God will do in your life. Take this and run away with it. From now to 7 days, because I see the angel coming, descend onto you. From now to 7 days, wrestle with God than ever before. And by the seventh day, there is going to be a turnaround in your life. God bless you, and I declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it in Jesus. I also speak healing in your heart right now. Be healed from every infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay? God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless
you. And I received that word. Powerful.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So if you want to get in contact, you can go to propheticonfire.com or go to ghostfirenow.com and then get in contact. We're going to meet again and just make an appointment with us. We're here for you. If you're here and you want more ministration, you could visit our website, propheticonfire.com or holyghostfirenow.com, and then we will minister to you. We love you, and God bless you. And Prophet David, thanks for giving me the opportunity to minister to the people of God. And I believe that I'm trying to put things together because I want to get a rally for you to come to New York, you know, so we can do something like that. So I'm putting things in perspective, and we believe that we're going to meet, and God is going to be a blessing to people. Amen?
Amen. Well, let's do it. We'll get the timing of the law, but around probably early next year, that'll be perfect.
Yeah.
I'll come with my apostle here. I'll bring him as well.
Wow, that's going to be amazing.
Yeah, no, thanks for coming on, Dennis. I appreciate it. It was great, you know. It's always good to talk to you, and, yeah, it's always good to connect. Appreciate it.
Before I go, prophesy to my life, man of God.
Sure. Okay. You know, I really feel that, I feel like the Lord's speaking to you about expansion in this way. God wants you to raise up. I see young leaders around you. I just here and there, I just see young leaders around you. And the Lord has intentionally brought you young lions, just young apostolic kind of figures. And the Lord wants you to teach these figures and impart what you have to these figures and really disciple them and nurture them. And then what's going to happen is the Lord is calling you to send those people out. Okay. He wants you to literally, expand. The Lord has spoken to you about an apostolic network, and He's called you to build an apostolic network. And this is the season to connect with other churches, pastors, apostles, even prophets, and just start to build friendships and start to build communities. And as you do that, the Lord's going to open the door for your gift to come and go forth and speak forth to people all around. It's interesting. The Lord's just showing me. I see New Jersey. I know there's New York and there's New Jersey, and I feel like there's doors. And I don't know if you know someone from New Jersey now, but I feel like there's doors and there's a ministry for you itinerant in New Jersey and throughout New Jersey as well. And you've been frustrated. What you've been frustrated with is that your congregation, the people that you've got around you, it's so hard to get them to be enthusiastic, to have zeal, and to be on fire for the things of God. And you've been frustrated about that. And I feel like you've been frustrated for that has been something. Even this Sunday, you were thinking to yourself, why is it there's so few people are on fire for God, and here I am doing this and preaching and pouring myself out, as Paul said, like an offering, and the people just don't seem to be able to drink it up and receive it and catch it. And the Lord wants to remind you that He didn't say that He was going to raise up an army. He said He was going to raise up a man. And in your case, He's raised up you. He's raised up your wife. And as a result of that, see, He's using you as a remnant. And you will go around and you will find those people that are hungry. And I just, God has called you to a strong level of discipleship in the supernatural. when you go out, you'll be preaching and teaching, but people are going to be drawn to you that need discipleship in that way, long distance, over, you know, the phone and that kind of thing. And as you do that, I believe that you, that's you're going to be fulfilling your calling, and you're going to have a lot of sons and daughters like that. I just see for the past 7 days you've been asking the Lord about going full time in ministry. In fact, I believe you were thinking about that yesterday, around about lunchtime. You were thinking to yourself, when am I going to go full? You know, you were even in the hospital recently thinking, when am I going to be in full time ministry? When am I going to be out of the hospital? When am I? And I feel like you've even fasted about this for about, you know, maybe even a week. You fasted about that door opening for you. As you build the network and you start to, and the Lord starts to circulate you, circulate your gift around the church, you're going to be working less and less, and you're going to find yourself in the full time ministry. But I just saw a book, and I just saw a book, and there were flames of fire on the front of the book, and the Lord is calling you to write this book, okay? And that is also going to become a thing that will fund you, and will give you the freedom to be able just to minister full time. And I'm seeing another apostle. It's like it looks to me like an apostle, and he's a little bit, he's got a bit of a gut, he's got a bit of a stomach, like he's a bit overweight, African American guy, and I believe he's in New York, and I believe you've talked to him before, and I just see a connection, this being a connecting point, and the Lord utilizing that connection and friendship to really build the kingdom. The Lord gave you a vision of New York and flames of fire in the streets, just all through New York, just burning it all through New York. And you're going to see that. You're going to see that. And I don't know if you had a dream about a tsunami that came to New York, but I just had a vision of a tsunami. I just had a sense that you'd had a vision or a dream of a tsunami, maybe even recently coming to New York and swallowing New York up. And you know, that's not a judgment word. That's actually the Spirit of God engulfing New York. So that's what's going to come, and that's why the Lord has placed you exactly where you are at the moment. That's what I see over you at the moment.
Amen. Those words are on point. Those words are on point, and I received them, and I pray that God. And just yesterday, last night, around 12 midnight, I was speaking to a woman of God about ministry, you know, about the struggles that I face with ministry, about how people are not committed to the things of God in ministry. And we were just talking about it, and she just encouraged me. She said, "Don't give up, don't give up." So it just happened just yesterday. That's what we were actually, and I was very, very frustrated about that. So I thank the Holy Spirit for speaking about it. And then everything is on point, and I believe that there is going to be a revival. There is going to be a revival in New York, and especially in every part of America. We believe in God for that. And then you're almost going to be here almost every year. Let's see what God is going to do. All right. God bless you.
Too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Have a good night.
You too.